Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realm Supporting Humanity's Ascension, Creating the Life We Say We Want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel, The Higher Realm, is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of these programs, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a divine being, and we'll be talking about the things that matter to the third dimension. And hello, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm going to go into trance. We're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain, probably for a series of these, because the wonderful thing about Saint Germain was he was human, so in effect his DNA is the same as ours. He has just had the blessing of activating his spiritual DNA, which our natural scientists call junk DNA. So give me a moment to go into trance. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I and we come to you from the higher realms, the ascended master realms, in your language that you know is Saint Germain. My past incarnations included the prophet Samuel. It included John, the husband of Mary, the father of Christ. I was once Merlin within the court of King Arthur. I was once Christopher Columbus expanding the consciousness in the new world of humanity. I was once Francis Bacon, known to you as Shakespeare, writing some plays to capture the humanity and the follies and the foibles of humanity, which are still pertinent in our world today. And it delights us within the higher realms to know that these plays are still being presented and enlightening you. So what does it mean to be an ascended master, beloved students and friends? It means that we have mastered energy. And that is what you're in the process of being and doing and being human. And you are being and doing this through something called your emotional body, your mental body, and your physical body, which allows the transfer of energy within your body. So this whole aspect of something called ascension, which is being predicated by the planet herself, has to do with you increasing your energy, your frequency, your vibration through your consciousness, which will allow the activation of your spiritual DNA and your light body, and then allowing you to transmute and transcend into a higher realm. That is your divine destiny. This is also being assisted and supported by the ascension process of your home, Mother Earth. As has been revealed to you, in your 2012, you began the final 2,000-year cycle of the ascension process of the planet, which is predicating your ascension process being on the surface and the interior, for some of you, of this planet itself. So let's begin and get a higher realm perspective as to what's going on in your world. That's why we call this current events broadcasting, so that you can shift from the 3D density of what is happening and take a higher view in order to raise your vibration, your frequency. Let us begin.
Good morning, Saint Germain. How wonderful to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be here.
You mentioned that you were Shakespeare in the past. I just observed this morning that Shakespeare is listed as one of the authors that's going to be on Broadway this season.
Yes, that is the production of King Lear.
You know that. That's really amazing all these years later. You're still one of the foremost playwrights of all time.
Well, what does that tell you about the consciousness of humanity? What is humanity seeing within those plays and the characterizations of humanity that still resonate and discern for you, beloved students?
Well, you're obviously dealing with fundamental truths and foibles and all the rest of it.
And those plays reflect the input of the higher realms, as the creation of your democracy does as well.
So let's begin by talking about someone you described as being a Shakespearean character in our own time, and that's Donald Trump. I want to go right to the heart of one of the dramas unfolding before us right now. You know that we have a special prosecutor who's investigating whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to try to win the election for him. Without getting into, for me getting into specifics of a question, why don't I just throw an open question to you? What can you tell us about this alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign?
For many millennia on this planet, in something called Rus, R-U-S, it is an ancient Viking culture that went into Middle and Eastern Europe and became your modern-day Russia. It is a dividing line between East and West. It is a dividing line between the masculine and feminine energy. It is a dividing line between fascism, tyrannical governments, and something called democracy. So it is a yin and yang aspect that's happening within this country that they have been struggling with for millennia to establish a government that would survive. But what is lacking within that thinking, what is lacking within that structure, is there's no precedent for survival for the next step. When you have a fascist regime, when you have a dictator regime, when you have a tyrannical regime, an authoritarian regime, there is no next step in place. That is why that has been so carefully developed within democracy, that you know what your next step would be. So all of this is playing out. It's actually, beloved students and friends, it's an old drama. It is intensifying in your modern current times because of the ascension process of the planet, which is elevating the speed of activities and events. Does that help you?
Well, so was there collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign?
Yes. There has been what you would call collusion, a cooperation, a competition to see who is in control. And the two factors, again, are authoritarian regime versus a democratic, we the people, by the people, for the people regime. One is inclusive and one is exclusive. And if you look at your history, beloved students and friends, the exclusive regimes have a period of survival and success, but not long-term success.
So what was Russia trying to achieve by getting Trump in the presidency?
Having their worldview agenda supported by the West, supported by the United States of America, and hoping their philosophy would spread to the West.
Well, they seem to certainly be trying to influence the West, because what happened to the United States with their disinformation campaigns and their social media, they've been doing in England with Brexit and many of the democracies of the West.
And the United States has been doing the same in reverse, beloved students. Be aware of that. It's been a tit-for-tat game of who's in control and who's right for quite some time. Remembering that the Ethernet, that cyberspace, was gifted to humanity by the archangelic realm of Uriel, which this channel brought through many, many years ago, in order to free you from the density and the attachments to the 3D dimension that you reside in at this time. But it is being corrupted, which is often the case with humanity's behavior. But there is a shift, and that shift is coming, as we have discussed in the past, from the feminine energy and the youth of the world. The women of the world who have been subjugated by the masculine energy for millennia on this planet are rising up and saying enough is enough, in combination with the youth of the world whose DNA is programmed to know exactly what needs to be and done through the beingness going into the doingness.
That shift seems to be happening big time this fall. We're feeling it all over the place in terms of the number of women running for office and the shifting sentiments of so many people, not only of Democrats, but people who haven't voted before, and Republicans too.
It is an opportunity. But see it all, beloved students and friends, as a divine order playing out. All that you need to learn, how you need to learn it, where you need to learn it, what you need to learn is playing out as in a Shakespearean play. This divine soul, the one you call Trump, this individual soul plan was to be this character, was to be the wounds and the ego defenses of humanity playing out an open, revealed stage. Do you understand?
Yes. Could you just make a statement about what the lesson is in a way that we can kind of understand clearly?
Love is all there is. Love is the building block and the vibration that will assure your ascension. And through the base of love, you will develop, if you so choose, through your free will and choice, equality, harmony, and balance.
And that's what the conflict between inclusion and exclusion is all about, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It is, exactly.
It's all about love.
Yeah.
And it's not just a lyric in a country western song.
It's not just a lyric in a country western song. And with that, thanks, Saint Germain, I'll thank you for sharing your wisdom today.
It is our pleasure, my pleasure, to be with you, and we look forward to gathering with you again soon.